What's going on, guys? It's Omniarc, and today I'm bringing you a brand new video where we're going to be going over how you can easily get more gear in Infinite Galaxy. You know, I really wanted a soda for this video, but I already had two energy drinks and a coffee today, and the store was totally out of caffeine free. I don't know how I'm gonna cope for the next however many days until they resupply. I don't know. Anyway, gear is super important in Infinite Galaxy because it provides a ton of stats to your flagships. There are two different types of gear. There are weapons and there are armor or protection, what it says down here. Each type of weapon focuses on a particular type of attack. So there's kinetic missile or laser, and they also come in four different rarities, just like virtually everything else in this game. There is green, blue, purple, and gold. In increasing rarity and, you know, power as well. Now, the amount of gear that you can put on a flagship depends on the flagship's rarity. So you can see here that all three of my purple tier flagships can have up to four weapons and four pieces of protection, whereas my blue rarity Argo right here only gets four different weapons and three pieces of protection. Now, if we go over to a legendary flagship, this can get five weapons and five pieces of protection. So you can see how when we look at some of these pieces of gear, you know, if we have this level two electromagnetic cannon, this gives you a 2.2% increase in your kinetic weapon attack. So multiply that by five, and that's how much you're going to get for putting all of them on a single legendary flagship, plus the fact that you can continue to upgrade them to level three and so on. So the difference between a flagship with gear and without gear is, you know, sometimes 30% or more of stats, and we didn't even talk about protection as well, right? So hopefully this introduction has made it clear to you why you should be focusing on gear in this game, because it does make a really big difference. And if you're not focusing on this and you're kind of ignoring this portion of the game, you're really leaving a lot of benefit on the table that you could be taking advantage of. So that then begs the question, how do you get more pieces of gear? Well, you can actually craft gear with particular materials as well as blueprints. And good news, there's a ton of ways to get blueprints and materials absolutely for free, just by doing stuff that you're normally going to do every single day when you log into Infinite Galaxy. So the first thing we'll talk about is the thing that we talk about in all of these types of videos, and that is your daily missions. The 80 point reward here for your daily missions gives you a single flagship gear blueprint chest. So this is good. You're going to get this every single day. Now these chests, it's a blue rarity. You're going to get a random piece of a random blueprint from that chest. But like I said, it's free. You're going to get it every single day. So make sure you do your dailies. We talk about this in every single video. Next, we can talk about the campaign. This is another aspect of the game that we talk about a ton, and getting three stars on these missions is crucial. The reason this is important is because the sort of boss battle, if you get three stars on it, you get upwards of seven or more flagship gear blueprint chests. These are really, really good. Like I said, dailies, you only get one. Just by beating this, you get seven. So super, super important. And then all of the campaign missions leading up to that point, you're going to be able to get some material chests as well. Now, just like the blueprint chests, these are not something you pick. When you open up these chests, you get a random assortment of materials, and then you can use that to craft your different pieces of gear in the game. Another free and easy way that you can be getting some materials is just by defeating marauders out in the galaxy, right? These large marauders, literally any type of marauder is going to give you some sort of, or they have the chance of giving you some sort of a material piece when you defeat them. So make sure you do it, right? You can attack these things for free as long as you have some energy and you replenish this energy over time, right? It just comes back naturally. So if you're not attacking these marauders, you're effectively getting less materials every day than you could be otherwise, which reminds me, I have to attack some stuff. If I go through my mail, every time you see me attacking one of these space pirates, you're gonna see some sort of material drops from them, which is nice. This one, I didn't get it, but most of them I do, right? Most of them I do get it, which is nice. See, we got it from that one as well. We got some from that. We got, oh, let's see about the one we just defeated. We got some there. So it's pretty common that you get a piece of material from a marauder. So make sure you do it. It's definitely worth it. Now, if you're in an alliance, you can come over here to the alliance shop, and this shop will reset every single day at reset. And the items in here do change, but you can get some materials in exchange for your alliance honor. The way that you get this honor is just donate to this tech. Just go ahead and do it. You can get these donations over time. They do replenish as you use them, or if you want, you could use Corium as well, and you actually get way more of this honor for a Corium donation. So keep that in mind. But yeah, check this shop at Reset and you will be able to get some materials for free, which is nice. Another part of your dailies is defeating the Campaign Simulation Center. And this actually gives you really nice rewards, right? We talked about this with the Federation credits, but you also get some material chests as well. So doing this as part of your dailies not only accomplishes your dailies, but you also get some materials in the form of chests. So make sure you defeat the Campaign Simulation Center every single day. It's important and the rewards are good and it's easy. Another super easy way that you can get materials is just by investigating and prospecting every single thing that you see on the map, whether it's a damaged warship, migrant ship, or small meteorites, whatever it is, just go ahead and send out those scouts to investigate and prospect. It's going to be easy, free. It happens over time. So just go ahead and do it. If you don't, again, you're leaving rewards on the table. It's free. You might as well take it while it's there. Now, if you have some Corium you can spend, then you can go into the spaceport here and all the way off to the right, you'll find the trade center and there's a shop in here. And in here, you can actually just purchase these material chests for Corium. Now, keep in mind that if you have a piece of material, let's say it's a green piece of material, and you need a blue material for a particular weapon or protection that you want to craft, right? Then you can combine four green rarities for a single blue rarity, right? And I can show you that here. It's pretty straightforward, and other games do very similar things. But I'm sorry, if we go into the outfitting depot, right, if we want to use this alloy right here, which I can't, so let's go over to the living metal. If we go to fuse, you can see that for every four of these, I can get one of the, you know, blue version of the living metal. So that's how that works, which is nice to know, because if you go into the trade center, then you can see that the cost of the green materials and the cost of the blue materials is actually the same, right? Because 50 times four, which is how many would be equivalent to a blue, is 200, right? So there's really no discount to buying the blues. There's no penalty for buying the greens. It's the same all around. So if you only want to make a small investment, then you can buy the greens. But if you want the biggest amount of materials possible, then of course you can go for the blues. Keep in mind though, you can buy 1,000 of these. I don't know if this is a daily reset, a weekly reset, whatever this is. But if you're spending a ton of Corium here, just keep in mind that these chests are random, so you are not guaranteed to get the materials that you might be looking for. So this, you know, it's a pretty big investment. I don't know if I would recommend buying these, because like I said, there's so many other ways that you can get materials. But if you really like want to upgrade fast, or you're really close to being able to upgrade, then perhaps you can bridge the gap here by dropping a little bit of Corium. Now, another free way that you can actually get some materials and blueprints and things like that is through events, right? You go up to the event calendar and the Archean Ghost Ship. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Archean? Am I saying that right? Comment down below if I'm saying that wrong. But if you go through here, the individual rewards will give you some flagship gear blueprint chests, which is really, really nice. Plus, you'll also get these prestige points as well. So this is good for recruiting some crew. We talked about that in the crew video. Go ahead and check that out if you missed it. But if you rank really well here on an individual basis or on a alliance basis or whatever the case might be, the rewards are pretty, pretty nice. So make sure you go ahead and participate in this event. You'll see here that, you know, some of these, like the individual rewards will give you those, the alliance and the ranking rewards don't, but still. And I'm sure that there will be other events that come out in the future that will also give you some of the blueprint chests or the material chests, things like that. And usually the events will have some sort of alliance component where you can do an alliance event. And I'm sure that some of the rewards there will also line up and give you some materials, blueprints, things like that. Finally, there are bundles that you could purchase if you wanted to speed up this process as well. Now, again, I just talked about a ton of free ways that you can get all of this stuff every single day just by doing things that you're going to be doing in the game anyway, right? You're going to be defeating marauders. You're going to be doing your dailies. All that stuff is free, quick, easy, right? But if you want to spend a little bit of money, you can. You do have that option of, you know, for $5, you're going to get a ton of stuff in this bundle, but you will get 6 of these flagship gear blueprint chests and you'll get 15 pieces of green material. So that is nice. There was also the limited time bundle that I bought. It was $10 and it gave me 4,000 Corium. Plus I got a ton of these flagship gear blueprint chests right off the bat. So that was a really nice bundle that I decided to make the purchase on. I just thought that it was worth it because other $10 bundles don't give you this much Corium. Plus this was just a ton of flagship gear blueprint chests. So again, you don't have to buy these bundles, but it will give you a nice little bit of an edge, right? If you're doing all the stuff already, but you still want to get some more, this is a way that you can go ahead and do that. Guys, if you found this video useful or entertaining or informative or anything like that, make sure you drop a thumbs up on it. It really does help out the channel a ton. And make sure you subscribe to the channel and click that bell to be notified the next time that I upload an Infinite Galaxy video. I know like 77% of you guys are not subbed. So if you're coming back and these videos are useful, click that sub button. It just helps you. It helps me. It's good for everybody. As always, my social media links are in the description below. So make sure you follow me over there on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Discord. All that stuff is always in the description below. And finally, there is a link in the description below to download Infinite Galaxy absolutely for free for your Android device, your iOS device, or even your emulators like BlueStacks. The link down below will get you this game absolutely free. And the game is new, it's fun, it looks absolutely gorgeous, and you got nothing to lose. With that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.